True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Huge game tomorrow for our Detroit Lions. Scary Micah Parsons. We got Micah Light in the first game.
Well, the workload was light.
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah.
He was scary in the game.
30 snaps of 67. Last week, he played 40 snaps of 44 for the Packers. But he had just got there the first time they played him. And piggybacking off that, 44 defensive snaps last week for Green Bay. They were on the field for 24 minutes and 35 seconds. The Lions defense, you looked it up, it was 70-something snaps.
Burtsey said 82, so because of a couple penalties would make it even more.
They were on the field for 37 minutes and 11 seconds. Short week, recovery time. I don't love that. And I also don't know what to expect because in game one, Green Bay shut down Jahmyr Gibbs. 19 touches, 50 yards. Gibbs coming off an explosive game against the Giants. But the Pack, they don't get off to fast starts, so they might keep the Lions out of must-pass situations, which is good because they can't just pin their ears back and rush Jared Goff. Jordan Love hasn't been over 200 yards the last three games, 200 yards passing. Josh Jacobs, is he going to play?
I'll say this. That first game against the Packers was not good for the Lions, but they played better in the second half than they did in the first half. They moved the ball a little bit. The points they gave up were a direct result of field position. One drive, the Lions were punting from the 1 yard line. And the Packers didn't exactly move the ball against the Lions offense in the second half. In fact, they didn't. I think they had less than 100 yards in offense in the second half of that game. That's a little bit encouraging because then you saw what happened after that game moving on. I don't think the offensive line can play as badly as they did in that first game. So with that, let's go.
Lions and Packers coming up on tomorrow. And, of course, you'll hear it here on 97.1 The Ticket. Pistons in action against Boston tonight. Red Wings going against Nashville. Michigan and Michigan State are just killing people in college basketball. The two college hockey teams are ranked in the top three, Michigan and Michigan State. Wolverines and Buckeyes on Saturday. We have first world problems. And it's time to pick some games. You ready?
I am.
Let's go. Okay, 5-1 last week. 23-16 in the college game. 20-16 in the pro game. 43-32 overall. 8-5 with my locks. Gator, you're dead nuts even 500 on the season. Yep. 34-34-1.
32-32-1.
Sorry, my bad. You do have a better record in the college game than the NFL game. You ready to go?
I am ready.
All right. I will start. I mentioned it earlier. You just heard me say, I got a lot of home dogs this week.
Okay.
Pitt plus 6.5 against Miami, and you heard why last segment.
Georgia is at Georgia Tech. The over-under set at 59.5 in this one. Look. I was stunned at how bad Georgia Tech was last week. Georgia is building things up. They're getting better and better every week. But that over-under total, that's too much. I don't see the teams combining for nearly 60 points.
Not that it matters, but the game is at a neutral site.
Either way.
You still got the under.
Someone's
got
to wear the home jersey.
Next up, well, it's a neutral site. It's Atlanta.
So, someone's got to wear the home jersey.
Yes, Mississippi State at Ole Miss. You heard me mention that one as well. I don't know if you could come up with a worse distraction than your head coach being noncommittal to your team after this game. Think how the staff feels. I'll take Mississippi State up against a bit of a psychological mess on the other sideline. Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl plus the 7.5.
It is a mess, and you feel like that's going to leak out before the game time. What's going to happen there? You would just imagine. This one's a strange game. I mentioned briefly with Birchie. Boston College at Syracuse. These are two of the least interesting college football teams in college football, and yet I'm going with this because the over-under is set at 52.5 points. These are two completely incompetent offenses that can't score. How it's set at 52.5? Go ahead. I'll take the under. In fact, it's my shoot the boot lock of the week.
Final one here for me in a collegiate game. It's Kansas getting 10.5 at home, taking on Utah. I like Kansas in this spot at home with their quarterback and their running back. Final game of the year for them.
Initially, I liked Utah, and then I saw it's at Kansas. Utah probably wins, but yeah.
Let me also add, my lock of the week is Pitt.
Okay.
Plus a 6.5.
Lastly, Doug, I'll go to one of the greatest rivalries in college football. Alabama is at Auburn. The over-under total is set at 46.5. Auburn exploded last week. Look, everybody in the SEC exploded last week because they took on garbage opponents. This is a heated rivalry. I think there's going to be lots of points scored. I like the over 46.5.
You have a lot of over-unders this week. Good for you. Let's go to the pro game. I'm going to break one of my rules, Scott. Something I almost never do. I love the Lions to cover the 2.5.
Oh,
I'm taking the Lions minus 2.5 against Green Bay at home on Thanksgiving. Yep.
Okay.
I'm not scared.
No, he's not scared. He's not afraid of no ghosts. Okay. I like where you're at there. Atlanta, minus 2 at the Jets. I think Atlanta's... They need to win games. They're going to have Kirk Cousins going again. The Jets are the Jets. I mean, they're just terrible. But at this point, I think Atlanta's going to win by at least 2 points. I like this.
Next game, I got Tampa at home hosting Arizona.
That was amazing insight, by the way. I don't know if you caught all that, what I just said.
Well,
it was great insight.
Well, I heard you say Atlanta's going to want to win this game.
Yeah.
As if teams don't want to win games. Tampa minus 2.5 hosting Arizona. I don't need insight. I'll just take lay the points at 2.5.
Sounds better. Cleveland is at home against San Francisco. The Niners are favored by 5 points in this game. I recognize that Cleveland's defense wreaks havoc on teams, and I think they will do so against San Francisco. Not enough to the point where they're actually going to score enough points to cover that mess. San Francisco minus 5 is the pick.
Okay, my final pick. Carolina is at home getting 10.5 against the Rams. I love the 10.5, but I'm also probably going to put a very small wager down on Carolina on the money line.
You think they're going to win this game?
No, I think it's a risk worth taking. I'm for the purposes of the picks, I'm taking Carolina plus 10.5.
Oh, my. Yep. Finally, I will go with this one. The New York football Giants are at New England. The Giants are getting 7.5 points in this game. If history has told us anything, the Giants will keep it close, and they're getting the hook. That hook is important. If it were 7, I'm not sure I'd do this. Then I might have a second tie on the season. But I got the hook. I'll take the Giants plus 7.5 at New England.
Those are our bets. Kang every week loves on a pick and hates on a pick. Kang, go ahead, my friend.
Well, what do you want me to start with?
What do you hate?
Gator, that hook got you, my friend. That hook got you, and it's going to hurt you. Yes, the Giants have been playing close games, but you know what? The Patriots, they have had a soft schedule this year, and they eat on soft schedules. Giants are not a good team. I like the Patriots to cover the 7.5.
Which one do you like the most?
Doug, I'm agreeing with you on the Pitt game. Plus 6.5, Miami. You never go full crystal ball. I think he's going to do something stupid this game, and they will get upset. But I'll take the points.
There you go. Those are our picks each and every week, usually on Fridays. This week on Wednesday with a short week. Hey, it's a
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Short week, everybody. So what's your plan for tomorrow?
Go to the game.
Right. Is this a get there early? They have a Thanksgiving meal set up for the media?
They usually do, and I try not to indulge too much into that.
You show some discipline, some restraint.
I try. Yeah. It depends what's there. Usually it's like a whole turkey thing. So I don't want to do it twice, but yep. I've been known to. So we'll see how that sets up.
Say don't do it twice, you mean you don't want to have turkey for lunch and then turkey for dinner.
Correct.
Okay.
We'll see how that works out with that tomorrow. But I don't know. I'll probably get there around noon.
Okay.
It's a 1 o'clock kick this time. So it's a reminder to people. It's a 1 o'clock instead of 12:30 how it has been in the past.
Right.
So a little different there.
Parade traffic, though, so
it's always pretty.
You can always leave early. You want to leave early, regardless. But all right, so go to the game, work the game,
go
post
to the game, work the game, and then go to the post game for the interviews, and then I will head over to my brother's.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I need to communicate with him on a couple things.
What are we bringing?
Well, that's one of the things I have to communicate with.
To be determined.
Yes, to be determined. Whether it's going to be a dessert or a bottle of champagne or something like that, or a bottle of booze or beer or whatnot, I'm good for that.
Yep.
And then have to work out arrangements with the hound as well.
Gotcha. Kang, what about you? What does your day look like tomorrow?
All right, so I got the two family thing tomorrow. Usually we just pick one, mm-hmm. and then we do the other family the next day, but we're gonna split it up. So we're doing lunch at the in-laws and then dinner time, nighttime, at my mom's house.
Okay.
But in between Lions game, of course.
Cool. Well, sounds like a good day. I've mentioned before, I'll be down at Schumacher Hall in the morning and then watch the Lions with family and we're going out to dinner. I'll report back on the going out to dinner thing. We've never done that before. I feel like we're breaking new ground. You never know if it's going to be great or if we're going to be, maybe we should just.
I can't believe Boston Market's fitting all you guys in.
Dude,
there.
I would have loved awesome. It in Boston Market. Boston Market was the best. I miss you, Boston Market. I miss you.
Pour a little out. Pour a little
right?
gravy
I'm gonna
out.
I'm
going
to pour maybe. A little gravy out yeah. for Boston Market tomorrow. I should. God. all right. The polling is closed as we asked Detroit fans, do you think Lions just win the game? And people commented. 74.8% said the Lions win. 25.2% said it would be Green Bay. Raymond says Green Bay 27, Detroit 20. I just don't see the Lions offensive line holding up against a team with a pulse. And they'll struggle to move the ball on offense. I do think Green Bay's offense gets a late touchdown to sweep the regular season series. Fred says the Lions have to win this game, taking my 9-year-old daughter to her first game tomorrow, and football reasons too. Lugan says this is a get-right game for the defense. PG Stipe says Detroit's defense is legitimate even when the offense is wonky. Brock Wright missing practice since landing on his neck is concerning, but Sewell and Ratledge give Gibbs the 6 inches of daylight he needs. J-Mo goes deep. Lions 34, Green Bay 24. It'd be good to see J-Mo have a bounce-back game. Look, he did have a catch last week that was erased on the illegal man downfield penalty, and in that catch, he looked every bit the player, the exciting player, the talented player that we know him to be, but ended up finishing with 3 targets, no catches officially.
Yeah, I think, off the Giants game, there's so many things that we'd like to see. You'd like to see J-Mo more involved. I think we're going to see more Tesla, more involved. I think Montgomery might play a bigger role in this game. I mean, there's lots that can work there offensively. And at the same time, we're still waiting to find out, is Brock Wright going to play? He hasn't practiced in a couple days. Is Khalif Raymond going to play? He hasn't practiced. I mean, both of those guys could be out, Wright with a neck injury and, you know, Raymond with his ankle issue. It leaves them thin at tight end, and I'm not sure what the strength of the backup tight ends is. I'm hopeful that the strength of the backup tight ends, Dwelly and Frisker and the like.
Frisker. Okay.
I'm hopeful that their strength is blocking, because that's what they need most of all. When you have to help out with Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary, help out with some chip blocks or whatnot, they need all the help they can get.
Look at Firkser anytime touchdown. What do you think the odds are?
Dude, you're better off Ben Skipper to score a touchdown, because you're going to see a lot of tackle eligible.
You're
going to
see a lot of that.
Yeah,
know?
I think you're right. Dave writes in, the Packers will need to move a safety into the box to slow down Gibbs, and J-Mo will have a huge day. Two touchdowns, over 150 yards receiving, and three plays over 25 yards. Packers are really good at not giving up explosives, but that would do. Willie, how about this prediction? I got Green Bay. Besides football reasons, I had a vision of Micah Parsons eating the turducken. It's a terrible vision, but that's why.
Are they serving turducken this year?
I don't know. Connold says, unfortunately, I think the Packers might ruin Thanksgiving for us. Lions offensive line is too beat up right now. Tony Kendrick sends us the following analysis. Green Bay sucks.
Like it.
From JVDXD, Detroit fan picking Green Bay. My team doesn't deserve any support after the horrid blank they've been on lately. Plus, our O-line is ass.
Oh.
Huh.
That's a lot going on there.
That's a dour tweet. Michael says, Green Bay 27-17. The Lions O-line sucks right now, especially up the middle. Parsons might kill Goff tomorrow. Just don't see them winning if they can't give Goff time. Well, they've won. It's like the offensive line is, they've won a bunch and they beat some good teams. It just doesn't look as crisp and as clean as it did a year ago.
Yeah, and the defense played well against Green Bay in the first matchup, although it was much more the second half than it was in the first. The first half, it felt like Green Bay was able to march down the field a couple times without much issue. And then the Lions said, all right, wait a minute, we can play better defense than that. And they did. I think this is going to be a lower scoring game. Lions going to have to bring it defensively. It's certainly better than what they showed against the Giants, and I would expect that. I think there were some flat-out missed assignments against the Giants that you wouldn't expect in this game.
Here's Rico Beard. What's up, man?
Hey, I said the magical number for the Lions is 24. You score 24 more points, you win the game. 23 or under, you're going to need some help. Under 20, you probably lost.
Yeah, Green Bay's offense hasn't been...
No, Green Bay's offense hasn't, but they're leaning on their defense, and their defense is just holding people to 17 or less. So that's the thing, and that's why I said, if you can get to 24, they can't match you. You stay in the teens, that's a bike. They'll kick five field goals and score one touchdown and walk off with the victory.
It's funny how high the offensive bar is, that like last week felt like a major disappointment, and yet they scored 27 in regulation, which would be top six in the NFL. But that was points per game. Have a great show, Rico, and a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Everybody out there, we are thankful for our audience and everyone who works for us behind the glass. We do appreciate it. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.